Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This featured presentation is brought to you by the OldTimeRadioDVD.com and OldTimeRadioNetwork.com. Help support us by going to those websites. That's OldTimeRadioDVD.com or the OldTimeRadioNetwork.com, and check out our great selection of old-time radio, movies, serials, and classic TV and more.
And now, Dick Tracy! This is Dick Tracy on the case of the big black box. Stand by for action. Let's go, men. Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order. Today is the anniversary of an event that took place in the life of Andrew Jackson, whose father died before Andrew was born. When Jackson was still a small boy, his mother died. And to top off his misfortunes, his two brothers were killed in war. And yet, this man who started life alone in the world became later the seventh president of the United States. The event that meant so much to Jackson's career was a battle fought after the end of a war, the War of 1812. In those days, there was no fast means of communication, no telephone, telegraph, or radio, of course. So people in America didn't know that peace had been signed in Europe until long afterward. But about the time of the signing of the treaty, 7,000 British soldiers landed near New Orleans, and General Jackson, known as Old Hickory, attacked them but was driven back. He had his men set up fortifications. On January 8, 1814, 134 years ago today, the British assaulted the American position. But within a half hour, they lost 2,000 men and were thrown back. This amazing victory made Andrew Jackson a national hero. And it laid the foundation for political strength, which later made Jackson president. And now, Dick Tracy. Yesterday, Dick Tracy and Pat Patton, under the assumed names of Dick Tracer and Pat Paragon, began in earnest their investigation of Oompa Papa's activities. With an armed guard outside their door, they chose the window as a means of exit. Using bed sheets for ropes, they entered a room some 30 feet below, which turned out to be Oompa Papa's study. And as yesterday's episode ended, they could hear ominous footsteps slowly approaching the tapestry-laden room.
Are you set behind the desk, Pat?
Yeah.
If he comes in, make a disturbance to attract his attention, but don't be seen. I'll nail him from behind the door.
Roger.
What art thou that you surface this time of day? Together with that fair and warlike form.
Hey, get off
there. The majesty of...
Hey, shut up, Pat.
Oh, hey, wasn't that magnificent, Dick? And all in one breath, too.
I didn't know you were a Shakespearean scholar, Pat.
Oh, I'm real deep, kid, real deep. Say, you certainly cooled this character, whoever he is. Did you hurt your hand?
Nope. We've got to move fast now, Pat. This fellow ought to be out for a couple of minutes. We've got to go through this desk.
Well, you take the desk, Dick, while I give Cutie Pie here a quick frisk.
Okay.
An automatic. Shall we keep saying?
By all means.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Find anything in that desk, Dick?
No. Oompa Papa seems to be a cagey boy. He doesn't leave things lying around.
Well, they've done well enough to get the newspaper telling us about their attempt to murder John Harris.
Now all we have to do is to find out who in this macabre household is responsible.
Oh, I'll have the data for you in no time. Hey, he's coming around.
No, Pat.
Shall I sap him again, do you think?
No, it might cause a serious injury. We don't want to be responsible for that.
Yeah, but he's a thug.
And he'll be arrested with the rest of this gang when we get the evidence we need.
I'd better tie him up, huh?
No good, Pat. I don't want him to see us. For us to get anywhere at all, we've got to hope that Oompa Papa doesn't learn that we got out of our rooms.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I'll just take this newspaper along.
Right.
I want to read the Harris story right through. Let's go, Pat. Lights out. And we'll close the door.
Shall I recite some more Shakespeare?
Get moving, you lug.
That
where to now?
Back to the room that we broke into. Or should I say that you broke into? Then we shinny up the sheet and we're there.
Oh, you make it sound so simple. Why don't we forget about that sheet and the 1,000-foot drop under it and go in the front way? We could slug the guard at our door and walk in like we own the joint.
Yeah, with half a dozen Tommy gun slugs in us. And Oompa Papa finding out just what we've been up to.
Hmm.
Now we turn down this corridor.
Ah, you're a great man. How you can remember anything about this crazy house beats me.
Oompa Papa, impatient when Mike didn't return with his newspaper, is now on his way with the bodyguard Rusty Blade to the study that Dick and Pat have just vacated.
Apparently, I am about to witness the complete disintegration of my entire empire. I suppose I have no one but myself to blame. If I insist upon surrounding myself with submorons, I should expect them to bungle even the simplest tasks.
Oh, hey, Oompa Papa. I try to do my best for you.
That only makes the results more pitiful. I send you out with explicit instructions to kill a man. Not only do you do everything backwards, but the man is still alive.
Yeah, but not very much alive with 3 slugs in his back.
I do not recognize degrees of inefficiency. Either a job is done or it isn't.
Yeah, but...
And just a little while ago, I sent Mike to bring me that newspaper in which your blunder was so thoroughly written up. And he doesn't return. One would think that a little thing like carrying a newspaper wouldn't overtax his brain.
Well, maybe he stopped to read it.
Let us confine our speculating to the realms of possibility.
Yeah, leave us do that.
Here we are, my study. You will go in first.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, Oompa Papa. The lights is out.
Well, switch them on, you blockhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, did you hear that?
Of course I heard it. Will you turn on the lights?
Yeah. Hey, it's Mike. He's laying on the floor. Hey, come on, get up, Mike. You don't look dignified.
Slap his face and wrists. Bring him around.
Yeah. Mike, I want you to know that I'm doing this in just the spirit of friendship.
More.
Okay. You can stop the massage.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Oh, like somebody dropped a safe on me.
For heaven's sake, what happened?
I don't know. I come walking in here to get the paper you sent me for. My heart was light and gay. I was whistling a happy tune. My spirits felt
good. For dear great Caesar's sake, will you stop that drivel? I don't care about your heart, spirits, liver, or anything else. What happened to you?
I'm telling you, Papa. I walked into the study. I turned on a light.
Yeah?
And I heard a verse.
Oh, like Joan of Arc, huh?
Someday, I am going to do myself the great good favor of choking you to death while a chorus of 1,000 mixed voices sings Happy Days Are Here Again. Go on, Mike.
That's all. I heard a voice, and the next thing I know, this here ape is slapping me around.
Any bumps on your head?
I don't feel nothing. I must have got a rabbit punch from somebody standing behind the door.
You didn't see anybody?
No.
I hope you two gentlemen don't have a tangle with anyone really tough, like Margaret O'Brien, for instance. Who's guarding the gate?
Red.
Hello, Red. Has anyone been in or out of the gate today? No one. Well, keep alert. If you see anyone but me, Harry, Rusty Blade, or Mike, shoot them. No, sir. What? Did you pick up the paper, Mike?
I never got that far.
I left it right here on the desk. It's gone.
Hey, maybe we got spooks.
You men are armed, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sure. Right here's my... Uh-oh.
What is it now?
My gun's been swiped.
Huh? My only comment is that I hope whoever has it does me the extreme kindness of shooting you with it. Oh. Get your gun out and search the house, Rusty. I'm going upstairs to talk to Tracer and Paragon.
Oh, they couldn't have done it. Harry's been guarding him with a Tommy gun.
From now on, I forbid you to have an opinion about anything.
You want to go up the sheet first, or shall I, Dick?
I'll go, Pat.
When you get to our window, swing the sheet back to me.
Anything to keep you happy, son. All right, here goes. Oh, boy. This is slippery. Have to be careful. I guess I can
make it. Okay, Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay, but when you come, watch the grip. It's slippery wet.
Right.
Okay, Pat. I'll swing the sheet over to you. Ready? Right. Here she comes.
I got it. That's it. All right, now. I'm coming.
All right. Hurry it up, Pat.
Oh, you're right. It sure is slippery, all right. Almost there now. Who's that?
Oh, great. That was the sacred nine knocks of Oompa Papa. Get in here quick, Pat. Shut the window.
Think fast, Dick. We can't let him see us soaking wet.
No, I'll strip and put my robe on.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind coming back?
It is I, Oompa Papa the Great. I would talk with you.
Just a minute, Oompa Papa. Pat, get in there and turn the shower on.
Okay.
Come in, Oompa Papa.
Well, thank you very much. You're dripping wet.
Well, that's why I asked you to wait. I was in the shower when you knocked. I had to get my robe.
Why so out of breath?
Well, I was doing my setting up exercises.
Oh, yes, of course. I see you. You were doing what?
There's Pat taking his shower.
Well, I trust that he doesn't do setting up exercises, too.
Oh, no. He's in too weak a condition for that.
Yes, well, tomorrow he will be strong, for I shall place him in my electronic dynaminator. And I believe...
I gotta see you, Papa.
I have told you never to interrupt me.
Yeah, but look, this ain't gonna wait. Now, look, just for this once, take my word and come with me.
Come. I shall return, Mr. Tracer, when I see what this... Turn the lights on. Who left the window open?
Yeah. It's been busted open.
Hmm?
That's what I wanted you to see.
But there's a 1,000-foot sheer drop from here. Don't tell me someone broke in here from a helicopter. I see.
Yep. That lighted window up there. That's where your two suckers are locked in.
But a very acrobatic man could tie a rope from that window up there and swing through this window here.
Believe it or not, that's what I figured, too.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe them guys ain't the suckers you think they are. Maybe, huh?
Yes. I am suddenly thinking along those lines.
Yeah? What do you got?
Tomorrow, when I put Pat Paragon in the electronic dynaminator for his health cure, instead of a little harmless electricity, I'll hitch it up to the amplifier and give him a couple of 1,000 volts.
Oh, fry him, huh?
On both sides.
In a moment, we'll return to Dick Tracy. But first, for something entertainingly different in radio listening, don't miss Candid Microphone. Here's a Thursday night show that brings you the conversations of everyday people, people in every profession and every walk of life. You see, a man with a secret mic makes the round of the town, listening in to people at work and at play, and he records what they say. Of course, no recording is broadcast without permission of the person whose voice is recorded. For example, Candid Microphone, which uses no scripts or actors, might bring you the conversation of a police officer and a man who's just been given a ticket for overparking. Or it might bring you a glimpse of children at play in the park, or two people meeting accidentally on the street. You'll hear their honest reactions to many situations and to the questions the man with the secret mic puts to them. You'll learn their hopes, their fears, the courage with which people face life and the happiness and sorrow they bear. Don't forget, Tracy fans, plan to join us for this entertaining program, Candid Microphone, when it speaks out tonight and every Thursday night over most of these same ABC stations. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
You keep dragging me around in the rain, Dick, and I'll have galloping something or other.
Never mind. Oompa Papa will fix you up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sitting in that electronic dynaminator tomorrow.
I wouldn't if I were you, Pat. Better be sure to tune in tomorrow for The Adventures of Dick Tracy. This is George Gunn speaking. Every Saturday afternoon, it's high C time on the American Broadcasting Company. Yes, the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts Saturday afternoons over most of these ABC stations.
And that means, from the operatic stage of New York's famous Metropolitan Opera House, you enjoy celebrated artists singing in the great musical tradition of grand opera. Stars like Lily Pons, Helen Traubel, Lauritz Melchior, Ezio Pinza, Robert Merrill, and Licia Albanese. Every week, of course, Milton Cross is on hand to introduce each act of the opera being performed. And so, for an afternoon's musical enjoyment, don't miss the Metropolitan Opera on the air tomorrow afternoon, or Saturday afternoon over most of these same ABC stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit Strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.